The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise God. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us once again as we get into the Word of God, continuing our study of the sower sows the word. We're going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. Before I do, though, I want to make a few announcements, and that is, first of all, happy 2012. Here it is, the first of a new year. I tell you what, it's exciting that we're going into a new year, and it's exciting what basically the prophet of God, Brother Kenneth Copeland, has said about this new year. I listened to his message last night as I record this. He had his New Year's Eve service at Eagle Mountain International Church. Pastor George Pearson's and his wife, Pastor Terry Pearson's, hosted it, and Brother Copeland spoke. And it was a tremendous message. I really enjoyed it. I trust you got to hear it. If not, go to their website. And I'm hoping you can get that message on the website. I don't know for sure if they have it. It just occurred, as far as I'm concerned, because I just heard it live last night. And they broadcast it live over the Internet. And that's exciting in and of itself, that the technology exists to be able to do that. But Brother Copeland was talking about some important things concerning this coming year of 2012. The key to this coming year, I believe, is that we need to concentrate on the Word of God. And this was confirmed even further by my pastor, Ed Taylor, this morning in his service, in his message, when he was talking about this is a year where we emphasize the Word and the mission of the church. And so I think it's a tremendous tone to set for this new year, to set the expectation that this is a year of dedication to the Word of God, dedication to the move of the Spirit of God, and to the real mission of the church. And as Pastor Ed mentioned, and as a matter of fact, by the time this gets on the Internet and is available for you to watch it, you'll be able to go to the Faith and Victory Church site and watch that message from this morning as I record this, January 1st, and you'll be able to hear Pastor Ed teach that message concerning the direction that I believe we're headed this year in the church at large, not only at Faith and Victory Church in Greensboro, North Carolina, where I attend and where Pastor Ed is pastor, but also, really, I believe, throughout the body of Christ. We're going to be emphasizing the Word, the flow of the Spirit, and the mission of the church. And the mission of the church, as I was getting to saying, is to reach the lost. We are to preach the Word of God to reach the lost, and that's what it's all about. And that's the heart of God, is reaching people with the Word of God, with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I know that you know that. And so what I want to do is just remind you of that and remind you that you need to be ready, because God's going to use you. God's going to use you to speak to a neighbor. He's going to use you to speak to a family member. He's going to use you to speak to somebody at work if you'll simply make yourself available. That's the key. Be an available, willing vessel, and He will use you. Amen. God's looking for people that He can use to accomplish His goal, His mission, His plan here in the earth, and that is to reach people with the Word of God. First of all, to get them born again, then to get them filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, speaking in other tongues, and then dedicated to the Word of God, being a disciple of the Word, and all of those things are critical, vital things in these last of the last days. Amen? So, be part of what God's doing. That's a key thing. Be part of what God's doing. The other thing I want to mention is Word of Faith Radio, of course, as you know, I always like to remind you about that. But a lot of exciting things are happening with Word of Faith Radio, and not the least of which is the audience is growing. There are changes in the lineup. You need to go check. You know, some new folks are being added. all kinds of good things happening with Word of Faith Radio. And we just appreciate Brother Harold there at Word of Faith Radio and his vision. He and Peggy, his wife, have a vision to reach the world with the Word of Faith. They're doing it through Word of Faith Radio. Of course, that's WFR.org on the web. And there's all kinds of other ways you can get Word of Faith Radio, not the least of which is our new Word of Faith Radio app that is available for your Android phone. So check that out. That's also going to be an important new tool that we're going to be talking more about. I've already introduced it on an earlier netcast, but I want to remind you about it. To check that out in the Android App Store. It's available if you type in WOFR.org, do a search, and you'll find it. Go ahead and install that and let your friends know about that. Share that with other folks. Send them an email and say, hey, did you know they have an app now that you can listen on your Android phone? That'll be a tremendous blessing to help us get the word out. Amen. Well, let's get into the Word of God, because we've got some things we want to continue with from our message that we started last time, talking about Mark chapter 4. Now, we began in Mark chapter 4. I'm going to back up to verse 1, where Jesus is teaching here. He says, and he began again to teach by the seaside, and they were gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. Then we found out that in verse 14, he said, the sower soweth the word. We found out that the sower sows seed, and the seed is the word of God. The place it is planted is the human spirit, the heart. Okay? And that process of planting is hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. So that's kind of the setup for what we're talking about. Then we talked about all the different kinds of ground and how all of that operated. And verse 24, we kind of got down to verse 24. I don't want to reteach all of this yet again, because you can go back and listen to the last netcast and get that. So let's continue now, beginning in verse 24. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. Now over in Luke, when Luke shares this message, he says, take heed how ye hear. How you hear and what you hear. Both are key critical elements to this whole process. You got to take heed what you are listening to, and you can take heed how you're listening to it. Now, this is the way I like to share this. You need to pay attention to what you're listening to on a regular, consistent basis. If all you're hearing is the television and the television news, and you're not hearing the Word of God, then you're not going to have much in your heart to draw from to have things come to pass according to the Word of God. But as critical as it is to take heed what you hear, what you're listening to, it's also just as critical to take heed how you hear. Because there are going to be times that you're going to hear things that really aren't good to hear. Now, what do I mean by that? For instance, let's say you go to work and you got friends there at work, and they start talking about this and that and the other politically and so forth and so on. They're running people down, saying things that you really don't want to hear, but you're kind of stuck. You're in a situation where, you know, you just can't easily say, I don't want to hear that, and walk away. So what do? You take heed how you hear. You take it in such a way that you say to yourself, that's not scriptural. The scriptural truth is this. The scripture says this about that to yourself. Now, you don't have to necessarily, unless you're led, you know, by the Holy Spirit, you don't necessarily have to just blurt that out of your mouth and have everybody go, what in the world are you talking about? You know, you don't have to necessarily do that, but you at least need to take heed how you hear it. Don't let it get into your heart unfiltered. Okay, that's good. I like the way that came out. Don't take it into your heart unfiltered. Filter it through the Word of God and through the Spirit of God. You see what I'm saying? Take heed how you hear what you are hearing. You can't always say, I don't want to hear that. But you can always to yourself say, this is how I'm going to hear that. This is how I'm going to filter that. I'm going to remember what the Word of God says. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit teach me what the Word says about this situation, and I'm going to get the mind of God on it. See, the Word of God says that we have the mind of Christ. Well, if we have the mind of Christ, we ought to be thinking with that mind. Amen. We ought to be letting His mind filter what we're hearing so that what we take in isn't tainted. You see what I'm saying? So you can't always take heed what in every sense that you hear, as in other words, protect yourself from ever hearing anything negative, let's say. But you can always, always take heed how you hear what's being said. Okay? I don't want to beat that into the ground, but it's an important point. It's a key point in walking by faith. All right, verse 24. Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Now, here he's talking about literally revelation knowledge of the Word. The more you measure, the more you hear, the more you dedicate yourself to the Word of God, the more will be measured to you. If you measure very little of the Word of God in terms of what you hear, let's say you only go to church every other week on a Sunday morning, but you never go Sunday night, Wednesday night. You don't listen to any tapes. When I say tapes, you know, these days it's MP3s or your iPod or whatever. But you don't listen to messages of the Word of God. You're not listening to Word of Faith Radio. So you're just only occasionally getting a little bit of Word in your life. Well, with what measure you meet, it will be measured to you again. So with the amount of dedication you have to the Word of God, and the amount of dedication you have to hear the Word of God, that's how it's measured. Revelation knowledge is measured to you. In other words, the key here is the seed is the Word of God. It has to be planted in the human spirit. You do that by hearing the Word. If that process is prevented from happening, if that process isn't happening at all, then you got a problem. Amen? If you're not hearing the Word's not getting planted. If the Word's not getting planted, there's no seed in your heart. If there's no seed in your heart, there's nothing there to grow. Nothing good, anyway. You may have soap operas in there. You may have the evening news in there. You may have any number of other things in there, but it's not going to be the Word of God. And that's what you want to grow. That's what you want to develop. That's what you want to have in your heart. Not all this other stuff. Now, Smith Wigglesworth, he was a stickler for only hearing and seeing and reading and meditating on only the Word of God. He was, let's put it this way, he was fanatical about it. His results in his life were measured by his fanaticism. I'll put that in quotes. Those are air quotes. Okay, his fanaticism, in other words, his dedication, really, when you get right down to it, you know what a fan is? A fan is a shortened phrase for fanatic. A fanatic about sports, we call a fan. But they're fanatics. They're crazy. They act crazy. They do crazy things, all in the name of sports. Well, Smith Wigglesworth wouldn't read a newspaper, period. He told Lester Summerall one time, Lester Summerall came to his porch and he had a paper under his arm. And he came up to the porch and he knocked on the door of Smith Wigglesworth's house, and Smith came to the door and told him, young man, you may come in, but that thing stays outside. He wouldn't even let a newspaper in his house. Now people say, well, that's fanatical. Yes, it is. but he had fanatical results. He had over-the-top results. Talking about Smith Wigglesworth. Why? Because he was so completely dedicated to the Word of God. Now, I'm not setting down any rules here and saying you can never read a newspaper, or you can never read a magazine, or you can never watch the news. I watch the news, but I filter it through my understanding of the Word of God. I filter it, what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, through my knowledge of God's Word. See, that's the taking heed how you hear. You need to take heed how you hear things. If you just sit back casually, openly, you know, like the little bird with its mouth open waiting for the mother to feed it a worm. You know, you see those little birds with their beaks pointed up. They'll take anything. Well, you can't be that way. You have to be discerning of what you're hearing. You have to be aware of everything that you're hearing, because what you're hearing is what's getting planted in your spirit. You hear garbage, you're going to get garbage planted in there. It's going to come up and bud, and you're going to have garbage in your life. That's just the way it works. That's a spiritual principle. As a matter of fact, as we saw last time when we left off, the whole kingdom of God is built on this principle of seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. So it's critical that you understand what the Word says about this seed time and harvest principle. All right, let's keep reading here. Verse 25, for he that hath, again talking about revelation knowledge, he that hath, to him shall be given. If you've got revelation knowledge, you're going to get revelation knowledge. Why? Because you're filtering it correctly. You've got revelation knowledge and you're listening. You're taking heed how you hear based on the revelation you have. So to you that have, more will be given. But he that hath not, he that does not operate in revelation knowledge, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. Is God taken away? No, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If it's stealing, if it's killing, if it's destroying, the root of it, the cause of it, the culprit is the devil. It's not God. Don't ever think it's God. Okay? So when revelation knowledge is stolen from you, when the power of the Word is stolen from you, it's the devil that's doing it. But he can't do it arbitrarily. He can't just come in and say, I'm just going to take it. You have to give him a leave to take it. You have to give him the right to take it. How do you do that? You do that by what you hear, how you hear it, what you're paying attention to, what you get in your heart, and what buds and grows up in your heart. That's the process that the entire kingdom of God works. Let's put it this way. The seed time and harvest principle is how spiritual things operate. Planting a seed, nurturing it, growing it, that's the process by which all spiritual operations occur. Now, I'm going to let that sink in just a minute. All spiritual operations, the entire kingdom of God, is on the seed time and harvest principle. So once you realize that, don't look at that as a negative. Don't say, oh God, why couldn't you have used some other process? No, don't look at it that way. Look at it instead as, I understand what the process is. Now I can do something about it. Now I can take heed how I hear. Now I can take heed what I hear. Now I can filter, discern what's coming into my ear gates. And by doing that, I can protect what's in my heart. And to me that has, more will be given. Amen. See, that's a good thing. That's not a negative thing. That's a good thing. All right, let's go back to where we were. Verse 25, for he that hath, to him shall be given. He that hath not, from him shall be taken that which he hath. Verse 26, and he said, so is, we could put an equal sign there. the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God equals as if a man should cast seed into the ground. See what I'm saying? The entire kingdom of God operates on this principle of seed time and harvest, on planting and nurturing and harvesting. That's how the kingdom works. That's what it says right here. Jesus said this. They're in red. These are words in red. Words in red win. Amen. Amen. You've heard Brother Copeland and Jesse Duplantis say that. Words in red win. Jesus told us, so is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God equals a man casting seed into the ground. Verse 27. And he should sleep and rise night and day. What that speaks of is your day-to-day life. Every day. Your natural life. And the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. Now I want you to pay attention to that phrase. He knoweth not how. Now I've been studying the Word of God now for practically my whole life, but the Word of Faith message at least for well over 30 years. And in that time, I've learned some things. I mean, you learn some things in that period of time if you're just kind of there. You know what I'm saying? But I've learned some things, but I haven't learned it all. He said, oh, my Dr. Bill, you got a doctorate in theology. Yes, I do. But I haven't learned it all. And if I ever got to the point that I said I'd learned it all, you'd know I didn't know it all. Amen. We're constantly learning what the Word of God has, and we're constantly getting deeper revelation of the Word. That's what makes it fun, praise God. Amen. That's what makes it exciting. So I don't begrudge that at all. But what I am saying is, and as the Word tells us here, you need to receive the revelation knowledge, and you need to act on the revelation knowledge, and you need to take heed how you hear the revelation knowledge, because the whole kingdom of God is operating on the seed time and harvest principle, and every day it's going to grow and grow and grow. And I may not fully understand it. I may not have all the revelation knowledge, but the thing I want you to see about this phrase, it'll still spring and grow up. It'll still work. Even if you don't fully understand it completely, it's still going to work. My. Isn't that exciting? I think it's exciting because it means I don't have to know it all before it can start working in my life. Now, I want to know it all. I want to continue to learn and receive. That's great. I'm all for it. But it doesn't mean I have to get to that point of being all-knowing about spiritual things before it works in my life. No, it's going to work just when I start putting it to work. What little I have, I put that to work, and guess what? I get more. That's the principle. That's part of this principle. All right, verse 28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. That's the human spirit is the earth. Brings forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Now, what that's speaking of here is a process. It is a process. And this process is going to work over time. The growth occurs over time. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Do you see that? There's a process. Brother Jerry Savelle, I love this phrase that he used many, many years ago in a message that I heard him where he was talking about there's a time between the amen and the there it is. And that time between the amen and the there it is where you operate by faith. That's when faith is operating because you don't have it in your hand yet, because once you have it in your hand, you don't need faith anymore in that sense for this particular manifestation. You don't need faith once you have it, but the process of faith is between the amen after you finish praying and the there it is. That's when you have to stand. That's when you have to watch your confession. That's when you have to dig up anything negative. That's when you have to meditate on the Word. That's when you have to watch your mouth and what you hear. Listen with that filter, that discerner on. And you have to pay attention. Amen? Pay attention. What do I mean by pay attention? Do you know that that's what hearken means? Hearken unto the word of God means pay attention. There's a whole lot of folks just not paying attention. That's part of the message that Brother Copeland had last night, is people hear things, but they're not focused on them. They're not paying attention to them. They're not meditating on the word of God and really developing it in their heart. And because of that, they just have a kind of a surface knowledge. They don't have a deep knowledge. They don't have a revelation knowledge. They don't have a life-changing knowledge. They just know some facts, but they don't have it the way they really ought to have it. You need to get into the word until it's part of you. I heard Keith Moore say something this morning on his TV program. He said, Dr. Bill, you listen to a lot of teaching. Yes, I do, praise God, and I love it. And Keith Moore, let me tell you something. I had Keith Moore as a kind of a guest minister, so to speak, on the Word of Faith netcast. I got permission to replay one of his messages. He just does something for me, praise the Lord. There's just something about the way he teaches that I just get things. But one of the things he said this morning, he was talking the messages, I heard it on the TV this morning. He was talking about receiving from the Word of God. He was talking about getting the Word of God in your heart, developing it down into your spirit man to where the Word of God's part of you. And he said something that really excited me. He said, what do we know about the Word of God? It shall never pass away. Amen? Do you know that? You've read that scripture? It shall never pass away. Well, if you got the Word of God in your heart, guess what? You don't ever pass away. Amen. You live with the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Because you're not going to pass away because the Word doesn't pass away. Heaven and earth can pass away, but my Word will not pass away. So you get the Word in your heart. You're set. Praise the Lord. Same thing is what we're talking about here. Get the Word planted in your heart. Let it develop in you. And it will spring and grow up, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. That process, and it will come to pass in your life. We're going to continue with this next time. Join us for that. Let me give you our regular mailing address so that you can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 521-3 High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. And of course, as always, you can write me at my email address. It's always faster to write me via email because it's just a faster method of getting to me. And that is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. Visit our website, WFM.org. Join us next time. And remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.